Hello, everyone. It is me, Samuel, with the Samuel Brock Flynn Show. I want to let everybody know. Of course, I'm sure you guys may have seen a sneak peek previews and stuff. Me being in the hospital, I am okay. I just had a little bit of an infection going on in my intestines, and I was really ready to bottom out and pretty much go. It was that bad. I'm back and happy and on my feet. So I want to introduce Mr. Wayne to the show today. How are you doing?
Doing great, Samuel. Doing great.
So what do you have today for us? I know a few things that you had him worried, double taxing during the tax season, and a few things that you had on your mind that's been on a lot of people's minds, getting double taxed this year or getting more than 20 or 30% out of taxes. I've seen that, and as you well know.
Well, it's not only that. It's like the biggest inflation in the history of our country right now. We're at the highest point of inflation to where nothing is really people can't pay for all the stuff that they have to get, you know?
Right. Yeah. I get that too, yeah.
I'm like one of those people that I'm a pragmatist. I want to fix things. I want things to be better. I love America, you know.
I guess do too. I'm certainly patriotic myself. I know how I know how you feel on that.
Yeah. And I mean, when you think back in history, World War I, we fought against the Germans. World War II, we fought against the Germans and the Japanese.
Certainly.
If we hadn't defeated Adolf Hitler with the Allied forces, we'd all be speaking German right now.
Oh, yes, you know? I know.
And so, you know, this country has stood up against dictators, fascists, and every kind of garbage there's been. You know, I'm part American Indian, and I just found out a couple of months ago that my forefathers and my great grandmothers and people like that were slaves and emancipated by Abraham Lincoln. You know, so you know all this. Racist garbage that people want to, from the left, that people want to shove on everybody, like say, oh, well, they're racist. I've never been racist in my life, you know?
Right.
You know, I've been in states that were really bad. I mean, you know.
Right.
I've been in states that were really known for being racist. One was Arkansas, and I happened to go I used to do auctions. I used to do food auctions. I used to be in the wholesale grocery business. And so I would be out there doing auctions for the poor people that they could buy food cheaper than they could buy it from going to warehouses. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
We'd buy up closeouts and stuff that was perfectly good. And we sell it for pennies on the dollar at auctions. And we'd have a big pile at the end of the night and do all that. And we had a ball with it. We were like, me and the brother that I worked with, he's like 6'5" and looks like Rosie Greer. He's a big black brother. And I worked with him for about 5 years. And we were the top team in the country with our auctions, making money. And we did it to help support a church group. And but anyway, what I'm getting at is, you know, all back in those days, people could afford to eat. And if they couldn't, we were going out and helping them, you know.
Yeah.
We opened up soup kitchens in Chicago, New York, in Brooklyn, New York. And we had a church. And we went all over the country helping people. Nowadays.
My worry is us going into like some sort of financial collapse type of thing. You know, because if you think about it, it's getting hard for those people, including me, to find a just a part-time position somewhere. And it's not just me, but I just recently learned about this. There is a hiring freeze in a lot of companies right now, especially the new part of the year with the very beginning of the year. I seen on, I think it was Forbes.com, that there was a hiring freeze of 2024. And I was like, oh, this is not good. And it looked like it was for every company, just about. Yeah, and
these people that are in power right now, mm-hmm. they have to be taken out of power. They have to. They hate America. They love Hamas that just murdered, all those people in Israel and those babies. It was unconscionable what those freaks did. I mean, they went and murdered little babies in a nursery, like 30-some children, and cooked one in an oven. I mean, how diabolical is that? And for people to stand up for criminally insane people like that, it's nuts. I mean, our colleges are so woke that they don't even – it's a joke. Right. It's a pure joke. And the joke
is on
them.
As we all know, you go woke to go broke, which it's unfortunately happening to a lot of companies, And, like I had said in one of my videos recently, it's like this. A lot of people are probably, if you're a politician – you're going to want a lot of people to go along with your and businesses and whomever to go along with your agenda. And if they're not for that agenda, they're going to get rid or fire those people. But back to the job thing, I'm afraid that people are going to go hungry and homeless and stuff like that. Especially with the hiring freeze.
There's another problem that's going to hit if Biden stays in office another 4 years. Already last year he went up to the farmers up north that is basically the breadbasket for America in all the grains that we eat, the bread and the cereals, all that stuff. And the prices keep going up and up and up. It's ridiculous.
Let me tell you about this.
And what a lot of people don't know is that all these companies, these big corporations that deal in food, they buy 10 and 20 years in advance at fixed prices. It's contracted. So what they're doing now is they're doubling the price of the food that they bought for 50% of what they're selling it for, and they're doubling their money on it and acting like, oh, the prices has to go up because everybody, this and that. No, they don't. Those people bought it.
Let me ask
10
you,
and 20 year ago prices.
Let me ask you, Mr. Nash, how do you know this? I think you said you were in the business at one time.
I was in the wholesale food business. That's why I know what they do. They buy by contracts. It goes up to 10 to 20 years, and the price is fixed so they can't go up on it, except for if there's an increase in living expenses, they allow them a little bit of room to go up a tiny bit. If the cost of living goes up a little higher. But this stuff they're doing now is all planned to get the Walmarts and the big food chains filthy rich. They're getting filthy rich off of this. You know, they're not just making they used to limit places like grocery stores.
Let me bring up another thing. A lot of people are not getting treated right in the job environments anymore in the job force anymore. It's just there's not people don't respect one another. People just
that's because
and sometimes here's what bugs me. They don't realize who's working with them, and they don't realize who that person is, because that person could be working for corporate, that person could be working for another company that is part of corporate of another company. I mean, there's a lot of things, I've seen happen myself. I'm like, this is ridiculous. There could be another job model or business model to go by other than the one they have now presently. There's always room for improvement. I look at it like that. So there can be always another thing, and deal there instead of looking at it like this is it and this is how it's going to go. You know, when they can tweak, you know, when you own a business, you always you always tweak the business, believe you me or not. And you have the A/B testing, what works, what doesn't work, pros and cons of a business. You know, you think you know what I'm talking about. And most people that are going into business need to do that. And some people
That's true. That's a good thing for people that are out there. But right now, what I really think is hurting people is that these people, they don't give a rat's rear end about anybody out here. They become part of this New World Order thing, and now they're going to rechange their name again. Well, what is that about? When you think about it, these people gave up what they wanted to do when they set those obelisks up in Georgia, three of them, that said the first one, the first number one thing that they wanted to do was get rid of 95% of all the people on the earth so that 500 million people could actually be the only ones on the planet anymore. And they start the planet all over because of global warming, which wasn't happening. It was all a lie. Then they said, well, we'll call it climate change. Well, the climate always changes. Fall, spring, summer, you know, winter. Right. It always changes. You know, it's bull. It's all made up. And this stuff they're cramming down everybody's throat is because they have perverted the right things of this country and come against the people that stand, like they want to label patriots Donald Trump worshipers, you know, because you're a patriot, you know.
I was warned by a local business owner, I'm not going to say who, but they were going to come after people that had Trump paraphernalia and Bibles. They were going to come and arrest them. And I heard about that. I thought, well, that's nuts because, I mean, that's...
What are you going to arrest them for? Because they like to read the Bible? I mean, you know, I've read the Bible for 51 years, okay? I've been a Christian, and I read the Bible for 51 years. I did Christian missionary work for 37 years, you know?
When they do this thing that they're planning on doing... Believe you me, I'm luring up and I'm talking to absolutely nobody. You get, and I hope you do the same.
Well, you know what we have to do? We have to stand against these people that are in power right now. Because it's like this. They were talking about sending all this money to the Ukraine, right? Well, all that war is stopped over there. Putin's not even attacking anymore. What do they need to fight for? You know, Putin just wants them not to install those missiles right on his border, which is a normal thing for any country. Like when down in Cuba, when they wanted to do that in the 60s during John F. Kennedy's time, they tried to stop him from doing it, and they did stop him. Now they put some missiles down in Cuba from China. You know, what is going on? Why aren't we screaming bloody murder? Because they're 70 miles off of our border with nuclear missiles, you know? Right. And then they're letting all these illegal aliens to come across and planning how they can put them in the army and then... Wait a minute. Let me say this. After they get them in the army, then they will become able to be... to be inducted into the country without going through all the vetting or anything and be a part of our country and then a quick way to become an American citizen. And what is that going to do? The Democrats think that that's going to be their voting people. That's why they're letting them across the border, because they're putting them up in hotels. They're taking all of our tax dollars to support these people, give them free health care in California. I mean, what the heck is wrong with that? They're bringing in stuff like Ebola. They're bringing in tuberculosis. These people they're not well. They should have been already checked before they come in. But you got to understand that they want lawlessness in our country. They want to be able to, at any time, declare martial law, and that diabolical Bill Clinton passed a law that if they do, if the president ever feels he needs to declare martial law on America because there's too much violence all over the country, well, guess what? He becomes posted as the president until all that ends. So that means so it takes 10 years.
A dictatorship, brother.
A dictatorship, that's right. You know? And they knew that already. And guess who is the army of the UN? The Chinese army is the ones that are behind the UN, being the army for the UN. So what does that mean? Our enemy that hates us, if the UN is called in, they're all mercenaries for the UN to come in and kill American citizens, you know?
Wow.
So it's so diabolical what they're getting ready to pull. We have to stop it this election. We have to vote these people out. All the people that are conspirators with the Democratic Party, the news media that just lies, lie after lie after lie after lie.
Mr. Wayne,
has to be stopped, or we're going to be in such bad problems, we're not going to have a country anymore.
Mr. Wayne, did you see that there's I think there was a judge up in New York that ordered Trump to pay $355 million to the court system for some kind of civil fraud or something like that?
They said that he committed fraud, but nobody was a victim. The people that he said that they defrauded were the bank, Deutsche Bank, and Deutsche Bank said they didn't get defrauded. And so it's all a lie. It's all a lie. Everything that they're doing, that judge said he was guilty from the very beginning. He should have been disqualified from even taking that case because he didn't even hear the facts yet. And he said he committed fraud. You know,
are you aware that there's a lot of truckers willing to boycott New York City?
I'm gonna tell you what's
going to
happen with that. Yeah, what's going to happen with that? These truckers are ticked off because they see the injustice that's being crammed down everybody's throat with Donald Trump. You know, people want to vote for Donald Trump because he helped America the 4 years he was in, even fighting every day to keep his, his whole persona was attacked day in and day out. He's colluding with the Russians. The only one that colluded with the Russians was Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. He did collude with the Russians, and the evidence has been brought out. You know, and on the Wiener laptop, I got news for a lot of people. There was a part that nobody saw because, you know, I hold the rank of colonel. I saw some of this, and I saw her murder a little girl, her and Uma Abedin, cut her face off, and their bodies were painted in a witch covenant place out in California where they sacrificed that little girl and drank her blood. Now, that, my friend, needs to be taken out, and she needs to be arrested for murder. She's on video doing it. Her and Uma Abedin, you know?
Plus, you lived in California for a little while, correct?
No, every month she would take her Secret Service guys and fly out to California to go to a witch coven every month. And all the Secret Service can witness that. She was there when that murder took place. The Secret Service are all on record as being there, you know? And she didn't want them to be in. They were kept back from what was going on, but they know that she was in there.
So do you believe that there's some dirty cop stuff going on behind this?
Well, some of the Secret Service might be getting paid off. I mean, it could happen. Yes, it could happen. And they could wink their eye at what's going on. But I'll tell you what, they better open up their mouth and they better talk, because if they don't, I'm telling you, what it's getting to is that people don't really believe in God anymore. Very many people. Most of the left wing is anti-God, anti-patriotism, anti-American. I mean, these people are anti anything that's not them. Okay.
Right.
And they have the most of the main news companies in their back pocket. They're all woke. You know, all those people are woke, and they just poly parrot these lies over and over. Just it's like in Nazi Germany, the media guy for I think his name was, what was it, Goober? I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, the head guy for the German Third Reich was a guy that put out all the false media in the news. And what he was doing was, he said, if you tell a lie long enough and hard enough, people will begin to believe it. And that's the problem. People are believing this left-wing democratic lies that they keep telling everybody. You know, oh, Donald Trump's so bad, he's this and that. I just heard a man the other day say, well, if he wouldn't quit saying such garbage, people would quit going after him. Like, what did he say? You know, what did he say that ticked you off? You know, that America, he wants to make America great again. Does that upset people that he wants to make America great again? You know, I mean, come on, this is, you know, people have to deal with reality, what really happened. Not all these left-wing, The View and all these different people. They just sit there and lie through their teeth. They don't even have to have anything of any news value. They just make up stuff. I mean, it's all talk about, oh, he's such a liar, he's such a liar. Ask him what he lied about, you know? I've asked people that. I've said, hey, what were you so upset that he lied about? And they wouldn't tell me, well, I don't know. He just lies about everything, you know?
They do that.
Yeah, that's gaslighting. That's gaslighting. That's what it's called. They're just trying to drag other people down to their twisted, stinking level. These people need to be run out of Washington, you know, before if a civil war starts in America, they're going to get hung on every tree in Washington. All these people right. that have done all this to the government and our government, the United States of America, you know, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, not for right. just their people and not you people. You know, they're putting people. The Hamas went over there to the Congress and tore up office buildings, beat up guards and everything else, and they didn't get arrested. They destroyed offices, you know, and the only people that were destroying anything during January 6th was the Antifa people that came in on buses. What about the video on that? They have a video knowing that two buses of Antifa people pulled right up beside the front steps on the left side of the steps and came right up in the front of the whole crowd. And they had on security. The security for the uniforms on, like they were security officers, and they were waving people to come in, you know?
Okay. I mean, another thing I was going to talk to you about is, you know, there's a video I posted the other day on TikTok. I think your son saw it and things, and 700 other people. But it's regarding, actually, I'm going to screen share it. I'm going to share my screen and show you guys what I'm talking about, you know, and go and show that video real quick. Let's see.
Yeah, there it is. I got it. I can't hear you though, Samuel.
I'm not sure if it. Hold on.
Yeah, I can't hear the video still.
Just hold on. It's...
Still can't hear it, Samuel.
All right, I'm getting ready to end it, so.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So what was going on was I was sharing that video because people were lied to back years ago about misrepresentation of me acting in movies and all that, and that just misinformation going in and out. What do you think about that?
Well, I know you, and I worked in a movie with you, so I know that you do acting because I was in there as an extra too.
I just thought it was weird how people back then thought, "Oh, this is too far-fetched." You know, there's no way this can happen.
Because little people with little minds can't think past anything, you know. They judge everybody by their self. Well, how can he be an actor? I'm not an actor. I'm way smarter than him, you know. That's what they think about you, you know, because you talk about these things and to them it's like grandeur, you know. Oh, he's just wanting to be that, so he talks about that. That's how people look at it because they're so small-minded. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. Very narrow-minded. Yes.
Yeah. Very narrow-minded people. And when I met you, I really, you know, I enjoyed the fact that you were very intelligent. You'd been to college and got all these college courses in, and in police work and forensic science and all this different stuff that you did that most people never do. You know,
yeah, I was a second lieutenant in the Civil Air Patrol, U.S. Air Force Auxiliary. So there's a lot of stuff.
I know.
I was IT officer in there. That's what my job was mostly. And then I just held a rank as a second lieutenant in there for a little while. I was
going that proves that you were applying yourself, because you wouldn't have got second lieutenant if you hadn't been applying yourself, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I wanted to get senior member.
It starts out as senior member originally, and then it starts up to second lieutenant, and then it moves up to first lieutenant. Usually, how that goes.
Yeah. Well, I know you're a very conscientious person. I've watched you work. You've worked with me. You shot videos of our gospel group and did album covers. And, you know, a lot of people probably wouldn't believe that either. But I know you did it because we have the album covers.
Yeah. You should tell people what Jay Fox thought of my stuff there.
Oh, Jay loved it. You know, we lost Jay Fox July 4th. He got all of his booster shots, and he had an aneurysm that his brain just, I think it was a blockage in his brain, and it caused an aneurysm, and he had bled out of both ears so bad, and he had a puddle of blood under his back. He died in the middle of the night about 5 o'clock in the morning, and he was a great guy.
Yes,
he loved your work like I did. And, I think that you're very talented. From the minute I seen you shooting video, I said, this guy's really got a knack for shooting video, because I saw the texture of the video that you shot, and it was perfect. And you were able to do things that most people, they would just take a camera and put it on.
Yeah, wouldn't know where to begin with. I know
what you're saying. Right, they wouldn't know where to begin. So. And you do. And so I know you're for real, Samuel. And plus, I know your dad, he's a patriot, and your mom, and they're great people. Your family is incredible people.
Now, I'm going to explain this right now. This is the way you can set yourself aside from between knowing what's fake and what's real. The fake people out there go and hide either behind some closed door of some sort, don't even introduce themselves to any other actors, musicians, etc. They go and hide behind the curtain. You know, you can't be, you know, the Wizard of Oz guy. Oh, I'm hiding behind the curtain. You know, you got to introduce yourself to people. That way you get your company, brand, whatever out there. You can't just hide behind the curtain. You got to, you know, get out there. And I'm one of those guys that introduce myself, be jovial, be outgoing, talk with people. I'm not one of those that's,
I know you do. What I see is that people want to judge everybody by the way they are. If they can't do that, then you sure can't do it. You know what I mean? That's how they think. And they just, it's like the news media. They cover up everything that doesn't go with the Democratic agenda on mainstream media, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, all of them. I watched it, and they just lie through their teeth every day. They're just spreading lies. And I'll tell you one thing that people don't realize, and I really want to say this, is not that I'm wanting to be so spiritual over everybody else. That's not it. I'm warning people that God is fed up with their wickedness. He says, though the wicked has fully set in his heart to do evil against God, that he will bring them down. What does that mean? They will be brought down and put under the patriotic people of this country. They will be groveling on their knees before the people of God, because that's it. That's the way it happens. And people don't realize that. A lot of people don't realize the goodness and severity of God. You know, God is a loving God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, the only begotten son out of the bosom of the Father. And so what that means is that in giving his son for the sins of the world, giving his son for the sins of the world, he gave the most precious thing he had towards this planet. The very best that God had was his son. He loved him. I have a son that's 25 years old. I couldn't see my son dying for any reason, or being beat with a whip all night long and hung on a cross and having to die. I would fight anybody to stop that, you know? And I would stand up for my son. I love him. Hey, we got a little music going.
Yeah. That was a tune I didn't realize. That was cool. I like it.
Yeah. But anyway, what I'm getting at is that people better realize that God is not mocked.
I know.
He is not mocked, and judgment is going to begin at the house of God. The hypocritical preachers that sat up there and took people's money and told them, oh, yeah, just give all your money to me and go put a big basket out in your living room, and tomorrow morning it'll be full of money for you. You know, lying to people, just lying to them, you know? And all these old people give money and money and money and money in and money in and money in to these pastors, and they're living in big mansions. They got 3 jets. I mean, come on. What do they need 3 jets for? That's like stupid.
I guess they're planning on taking a whole crew of people to vacation or something. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what they do. That's all they do with it, because they're sure not doing any good for a people, because they're such hypocrites. How can people look at that and think that's something godly? That you give us all your money. You just give us all your money and God will take care of you. Well, that's a lie. That's not the way it works. Mm-mm. You know,
you're usually supposed to give 10% of your paycheck, usually of your tithes.
Right. That's what in the book of Malachi, it says, it said, will a man rob God? You know? And then he says, well, wherein have we robbed thee, Lord? Wherein have we robbed thee? He said, in tithes and offerings. That 10% is God's money. You're supposed to give it to the ministry. 10%. Yeah. All right? And that's all that you're required to give, unless you want to give an offering for something like they need. Okay, we gotta put a kitchen in to hand out meals for people so that people are a food bank. You know, so people can come and get food for free from the church. You know, all this stuff about the, you know, America's Second Harvest, you know who started that?
No.
The ex-chief of police of Chicago and the two top attorneys for the Chicago crime family. That's who started America's Second Harvest. Do you know how much they take in a year about? I tried to figure it. I used to be a math major in high school.
Probably, I think it was like $800 million or something like that.
No. About $15 billion a year.
Oh, wow. I was almost close. Not that close.
Well, you were that $1 billion at least.
I know.
But they're taking in $15 billion a year cash. They don't have to launder it. It's already laundered. And then, this is like, they give away food 2 times a year, at Thanksgiving and at Christmas. That's it. 2 times a year. The rest of the year, they sell everything they have. If they can't sell it, they take it to the dump and crush it instead of giving it to the soup kitchens and the people that need food. There's enough excess food to feed every person in America. And it should have been stopped years ago that those guys got filthy rich off of it. They need to give that food directly to the churches and let them put it in their own freezers and walk-ins and stuff, instead of having America's Second Harvest set up these little places where they have big walk-ins and all this storage space for canned goods. And those canned goods are good for 15 years. You know, but they don't keep them for 15 years. They keep them for about 6 months. And when they get too much, they take that whole bunch to the dump and dump it. They throw away 40-foot trash cans, roll-off dumpsters, about 2 or 3 every month at almost every one of their locations. Some, it's 4 and 5 dumpsters, 40-foot-long dumpsters. I'm talking, this is like truckloads of food. Yeah, I mean, they're insidious. They're insidious. Why isn't all that food going to the kids in Chicago or the kids in Miami or the kids in L.A. that are going hungry? Why don't they give all that to them, you know? Right. To any family that needs food in America, they should have it.
I agree.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with it. They get a little dent in the can. It doesn't hurt it. You just pop the lid off. Make sure it's not puffed up, and you can check that food, and it's perfect. You know, they're selling it, so why can't we give it to people for free? You know, and Biden's over this last year. Biden stopped the people that were growing crops and threatened them with spraying their fields with Agent Orange if they didn't plow their crops under. He's trying to create a shortage of food in America. And if he does it next year again, the price of food will double again. I mean, I mean, people are paying $28 for a steak.
Oh, I know. You know, let me bring this up to you. If things get bad, what do you suggest people use this as kind of like a antibiotic? I've always heard of that as being a natural remedy, but it's called that garlic.
Garlic and also chicken soup is that's Jewish antibiotics they call it.
Yeah,
things are naturally good for you. There are a lot of good things that you can just eat, like an apple a day keeps the doctor away. That's a good saying. It's not necessarily true.
It sure helped me when I had the intestinal thing going on.
It brought
me back to life after a few days of eating chicken noodle soup and chicken stuff. And it brought my body back to life. And here I am. So.
I know you were. I didn't know you were that bad, Samuel. I would have come and prayed over you. I know.
I had my friend from Monterey to come and do that, which is the CEO of Silver Bullet Detailing LLC.
Well, so that's good that he did that. He's a Christian. And I really like him a lot.
He's a good guy. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, I think people have to realize we got to stand up and vote and not allow places like Philadelphia and all these swing states to falsify the vote, because they're going to try to do it.
If it gets any worse, I'd say march to D.C. or go to D.C. either way.
No, I think what the truckers are doing now is great, that they're blocking New York from getting product into New York. Because what will happen is when people run out of food, they're going to start looking at their politicians like, what did you do to us? Why did you cause this? Why did you take that Donald Trump and put him on false charges? That doesn't even make any sense. And nobody's ever been charged for that. They made that up and charged him with that, you know? And then they got this other one down in Georgia that hires her boyfriend, pays him $600,000. He's never even tried a felony case.
You should really watch Scott Ritter and Colonel Douglas McGregor. They're very both informative people. I mean, not a lot of people, that are in the military have heard of him. I'm just saying, I know a few people and they don't know who he is, but I'm sure that people that were in service with them would know who they are. But yes,
I was in league with the people that back in the 70s opened the door and explained to people how these priests were pedophiles in the Catholic Church and what they were doing to these little kids. And we caused the greatest exodus from the Catholic Church in the history of the Catholic Church, which was 7 million people left the Catholic Church because of the priest pedophilia and having sex with their parishioners, going and having the nuns abort their babies. Come on. What they say, they're against abortion. They were having their own nuns abort their babies because the priests were sleeping with them. And then they had in their periodical, their monthly periodical, they had ads for lesbian nuns and homosexual priests for resorts for them. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Which is against God's word, which is perverted as it can be. And just like that pervert Obama, as soon as he got in office, because he knew Big Mike, his wife, was a man, the first thing he did was do same-sex marriages, because if they caught him in the White House and they found out that Big Mike was really a man, which I saw the guy's private member live on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Wow.
I saw it. I watched it. And when they put the camera on his hunching, you know, like he was hunching. There it was, right in front of you. He had on these transgender pants that are real loose in the front, but there was also real soft and like almost like silky-like. And so you could see everything perfect. And there it was, his manhood standing out in front of everybody as he was bouncing around. I saw it. And then you look at his when he voted, the first time he went and voted, he voted as a man. All right?
The only thing is, a lot of people wondered this, and I have no idea still to this day. Is Obama from United States, or is he from Kenya, or is he from...
No, I'll tell you how you can prove it. This is the one thing they didn't know to prove, because they didn't know. His Social Security card was from a man that was born in 1897, and he never collected Social Security. So his grandmother worked in the Social Security office in Hawaii. So she was able to steal that identity and give it to Obama. So it says he's from Connecticut, and that's all a lie. He was born in Kenya, okay? And his brother said it. His brother said he wasn't born in America. He was born in Kenya, you know? And he was a Muslim the whole time, you know? He wasn't a Christian. They tried to put him in as a black Christian man with two little girls. He adopted those two little girls. They didn't have those children, you know?
Right.
But the media just did that to make him look like he was a normal man with a wife, you know? But it was all a lie. Big Mike is a man, period, you know? There's actually videos of him at some of those really horrible New World Order orgies that they went to. Mm. And they got him on video, and it's a man, period. Mm. You know? See, right. But people don't, the news media won't even take that stuff and put it out there.
Right.
They won't put it out because it's not in line with their agenda. Mm. They want complete, total control of America, just like Adolf Hitler wanted complete control of Germany, and he got it. So they're just following the same plan of Adolf Hitler. And these people call everybody else a Nazi or a Russian or whatever else. They're the ones that are mimicking exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Exactly. Lying about people in the media, demonizing them. You know, like you said, making laws against Christians and all that stuff, and ostracizing people that believe in what Donald Trump did. I mean, what did he do wrong? He had the best working for black men, for Hispanic men, women, more people in the workplace. The economy was down. And we had better prices. We could buy food at a decent price. Gas was down to about $2 a gallon, you know?
Right.
And ever since Biden got in, and the border was stopped, there was no border, people coming across the border by millions like that stinking Biden did. He blocked everything that Donald Trump did when he first got in office. The first week, he was blocking and turning around everything that Donald Trump did to protect America.
Right.
And that, you know, he's not even a man. He's a jackal is what he is. He's a deviant pervert. He, you know, I mean, his daughter said what do they call those things? They have like a daily thing. They put everything in. They found her. I can't think of that word. But anyway. She had one of those when she went into rehab. She left it there. And in that, she talked about her dad making her take showers with him till she was 13 years old.
Well,
you know, that's a pervert pedophile of his own children. You know,
I was going to ask you, do you think I should keep this beard here? Do you think it looks good?
Yeah, keep it. You know, grow your mustache out too, buddy.
Oh, I planned on that. That's what I was doing. Is kind of
hey, real
that.
Men. Real men have beards. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I have one here too. You know.
Yeah, that's right.
I know it kind of gets itchy under there sometimes because it's
after it grows out a little bit longer. It won't itch. It stops itching completely.
Mm-hmm.
It's that short hair. It's short and cut, which makes it a little bit sharp on your skin because it's been cut every day with a razor. You know what I mean? Yeah, and people, it gets cut real sharp.
People keep asking me, what did I do? Take a black magic marker and try that.
You know what?
I'm not 17, guys. I'm 25. So there's no reason to do any of that.
When I was 17, I barely had a mustache, barely. So what I did was I took an eyebrow pencil and I marked in all the places that were skin. And I would go to the nightclubs with my uncle because he was playing in the nightclubs all the time. And I wanted to go. But I lived with him when my dad ran off and left our family and abandoned us. We lost our home and we were homeless. That was back in the 60s, late 60s, you know.
Right.
But, you know, that was my idea to get into nightclubs. You know, I was a singer back then, too, so sometimes I'd sing on stage. So I penciled in a little mustache, and I had mutton chops. I didn't have anything on my chin because I'm about half Native American, so
I finally was able
to grow this beard at 30 years old.
Do you have any pictures you could show us on video, some of the like bands you played with and stuff, or?
Well, not tonight. I'd have to get it all together. I've got portfolios of my career. I played with the guys from Black Sabbath. I played with Steve Lacy from Black Sabbath. He was a great guitarist. Wonderful.
Not only that, and, he was a boxing trainer. He was a boxing trainer for China Smith.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I trained China Smith to come back, and I got the belt back on his waist in two fights because I developed my own style of boxing the first fight he fought with me, he never got hit the whole fight. I mean, how do you not get hit in a fight one time? But it was technique. I was teaching him how to slip all the punches and why you do certain things and how you stand. It all's a part of perfect technique, and that's what I call my style of fighting was perfect technique. And I studied with Tom Spiller, power. I knew him for about a year, and he was a great martial artist. He beat Chuck Norris in his heyday and was number one in the world for a couple of years, I think. And anyway, he wound up teaching me power. And I wouldn't train it to these UFC guys because I was afraid they'd kill somebody. I've got about close to 1,000 pounds of power in my right hand. You know, I can hit so hard, I can knock out heavyweights, and I'm 77, so it still works.
Right. Anyhow, I am. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you for being on the show, Mr. Wayne, and telling us about what's going on. And so...
I think everybody out there hearing this is gonna really enjoy it because it's kind of fun. We need to laugh a little bit, even though all this bad stuff is happening. We got to vent all that stuff. If we let it eat at us, don't let it eat at you. Okay, everybody out there, don't you let this stuff eat at you. You just get down on your knees and pray, Jesus.
Oh yes.
Take away any sin in my life so I can have access to you at all times. Because you can't access God with sin on your soul. You have to go first and ask him to wash that off your soul, and he will do it, you know? And I like to leave that with all the people out there. And when you do that, you're going to have a much better life. I've been a Christian for 50 years now, and it's the most rewarding life anybody could ever ask for. I've raised four children, adopted four I had. My own daughter and my wife had three sons, and then we adopted three daughters and one son together, and we have over 30 children in Uganda that we take care of, and it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
Right. Well, I do appreciate you so much. I am going to end this show about here in a few minutes. I want to say thank you again for coming on here and speaking with me and having this great early morning podcast. I need to still have my coffee. I still have not had my coffee yet.
Well, listen, one thing that people should start doing is saying the Pledge of Allegiance again to America and reassuring themselves of what they've believed in for hundreds of years. You know, they need to restore that faith in their country and not listen to all this woke garbage and Muslims, you know, hating America and hating this and standing up for Hamas that murders babies, the baby murderers.
People have some twisted minds these days. I mean, I'm serious. It's like,
well, they've gotten into our colleges and they have lied to.
It's not just that, but it's also, I mean, there's some people I, you know, and they've got some twisted minds. They want to be your friend 1 minute, and they want to be, and they don't want to be your friend at all the next. It's like, come on, make your mind up.
There's no loyalty in people. There's no more loyalty. It's just out for the buck. They're out to make the money, and that's it. So what they do is they sacrifice all their values to give in to a little bit of money. And I'll tell you what, when you die, you don't take 1 cent with you, okay? Yeah. You don't take nothing with you when you die.
I've always known that since I was probably, what?
That's right.
8 or 9 years old. I've always known that, so.
Yeah, I know you have, Sam. And it's just good to say it to people because people don't think that way anymore. They're so inundated with this constant barrage of lies through the media.
Some people are just, woo, out there, you know?
Yeah, and they listen. I mean, I heard some guy just recently, it really shocked me. You know, he started saying, well, Donald Trump wouldn't open his big mouth. You know, then they wouldn't go after him, blah, 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 blah. Well, what? America, let's make America great again? Come on. What's wrong with that?
Oh, I know.
They start going after MAGA people.
They've even fired people on the job for saying, let's go MAGA, or let's go, let's make America great again, or let's do this on the job. We're going to stop all this. I promise you that. We're going to stop with the help of a few people I know. I mean, this is outrageous that we're seeing.
People need to stand up for what they believe in. They need to stand up for their religious belief. They need to stand up for what's right in America. They need to back up America and vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, when you start playing with people's pay, obviously they're going to be really upset. So don't think they won't, because they will be, and they may even protest. They may even protest. They may even go as far as Washington, D.C., for help. They may, as you know,
well,
you never know.
I thought about it. If 2 million people walked on Washington D.C., all the Democrats would go get in their underground train and get out of there. They would run.
That's only if they have one.
Yeah, they have one. No, they do have an underground train that goes all the way up to the upstate New York.
Right.
Okay. And the Catskills. There's a big mountain up there that they go into. And,
so you guys know, my website is samuelflynnphotography.weebly.com. The show could be listened to at sbfshowlistenlive.weebly.com. That's, again, sbfshowlistenlive.weebly.com. You can also go to on the Google search and look up hashtag sbfshow. And you'll see the Twitter, the Facebook, the everything that you see.
Good. Get it out to everybody. We need to alert every person in America that they need to know this stuff. You know, I mean, I've been knowing this for years. Like I said, we stood up and exposed the Catholic
Church. Right now, it's just a tipping point.
And their perversions.
Right now, it's just a tipping point, pretty much.
Yes. And if we don't do it now, they're going after, they're going to make laws. They're going to pack the Supreme Court with Democrats, and they're going to make laws so that nobody can ever vote against them again and win. That's what they're going to do.
Exactly. Well, I do appreciate you again, Mr. Wayne, for being on here and giving your input. Thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you guys for listening. This is the Samuel Brock Flynn Show. You may email us at investyscams@gmail.com. And you guys have a great night.
You too, buddy. God bless.